This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he believes a deal is near to secure the release of some of the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza, telling reporters, "I believe so," when asked at the White House about the possible agreement. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Countries' current emission pledges to limit climate change would still put the world on track to warm by nearly 3 degrees Celsius this century, according to a United Nations analysis released Monday. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said present trends are racing the planet down a dead-end 3C temperature rise.
We know it is still possible to make the 1.5-degree limit a reality. And we know how to get there. We have roadmaps from the International Energy Agency and the IPCC. It requires staring out the poisoned root of the climate crisis, fossil fuels.
Guterres said the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon. The independent expert on the situation of human rights in Somalia said people are still in danger there.
The risk of further clashes between Somaliland forces and clan militia contributes to insecurity and human rights violations.
Somalia's security situation, she said, remains unstable. NATO says it's looking at a permanent increase of troops in Kosovo.
To ensure that this doesn't spiral out of control and creates a new violent conflict in Kosovo or in the wider region.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who says they increased the NATO troop presence after violence there in September. This is VOA News. The United States Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear an appeal by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin of his conviction for the murder of George Floyd during a 2020 arrest, which sparked widespread protests against police brutality and racism. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman produced this report.
I cannot breathe.
A bystander's camera captured the 2020 arrest of George Floyd by Officer Derek Chauvin. In the video, Chauvin can be seen pushing his knee into Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. Chauvin was fired and indicted for the killing.
Find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th.
After a 3-week trial, jurors found Chauvin guilty of second and third degree murder and manslaughter, and he is now serving a 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence. His attorneys filed an appeal last year alleging the judge made multiple errors, including refusing to move the trial out of Minneapolis and declining to sequester the jurors. Minnesota's top court rejected the appeal and upheld the conviction, prompting Chauvin to turn to the Supreme Court.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, who says separately Chauvin in December 2021 pleaded guilty in federal court to charges he violated Floyd's civil rights. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter passed away over the weekend. She was 96 years old. VOA's Kane Fairbaugh is in her hometown of Plains in the U.S. state of Georgia.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter acknowledged the secret to her nearly 80-year-long marriage to President Jimmy Carter was space and respect.
We grew to respect each other. I respect what he could do. He would respect what I could do.
Eleanor Rosalynn Smith Carter was born in Plains, Georgia on August 18, 1927.
We were poor, but everybody else was poor. We didn't even know we were poor because we had food in the garden and we had a cow in the backyard with milk.
She grew up familiar with the son of a local peanut farmer, James Earl Carter Jr., better known as Jimmy. On a visit back to Plains in 1946 while attending the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, Jimmy Carter proposed. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
Microsoft has hired two leading executives from the company that created ChatGPT after one of them, Sam Altman, was abruptly fired by OpenAI on Friday. The startup, whose chat box kicked off the era of generative artificial intelligence. The developments followed a weekend of drama that shocked the AI world and fueled speculation about how the changes would shake out at OpenAI. Company itself named a new chief executive. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.